I may be uniquely unqualified to preach a sermon on sheep. As I discovered, every time I mentioned this week, everybody I talked to has raised sheep in this congregation. In fact, before Sunday school, I was downstairs and the Brady's grandson was playing and he handed me a little sheep. And Paul Brady in his infinite wisdom said, "Oh, that's a What kind, Paul, what kind was it? Is he out? Okay. Certain kind of sheep. I had no idea. To me, they're just sheep." I think I can leave that there for a while. Whoops, I'm going to put it over here. There we go. Jesus said, "I am the gate of the sheep." Now, I did learn in my study that in sheep horticulture in the Middle East, this is literally true. For late in the afternoon, after the sheep have grazed and after they've drunk their water at the stream, the shepherd leads them to the fold. And this fold is a fenced area, but it's open to the sky. And there's a single opening in the middle of the fold for the sheep to enter and go out through. Now the shepherd leads the sheep into the fold, and once every sheep has entered, the shepherd lays down in front of the opening the sheep have just passed through. So he leads the flock into the fold and then stands guard or lays guard all night long, protecting the flock and guarding the fold from every danger and every intrusion. And so Jesus reminds us this morning, "I am the gate." Christ has been and is and will be busy among us, gathering a people, a flock, a church. And from the very beginning of the church, even from our reading in the book of Acts that Luke read so well this morning, we know that Christianity is a team sport. Over and over again, if you read that scripture, the words recur, all and every and gather and together in four short verses. Notice how they held everything in common. And for sheep, this is true also. I did learn this week that sheep do fare better together. 13 times in these 10 verses in John, Jesus talks about the sheep as a group. Which really wasn't a surprise to me. When I think of sheep, I think of a group of fluffy white creatures, all very similar to each other, virtually indistinguishable from each other, and completely interchangeable. But I have it on good authority from someone who has raised and been raised around sheep all of his life, Joel Donna, that these sheep have individual personalities. They, like humans, have gift differing. They take on different roles in the flock. They have different personalities, and they help each other. So it also is for us in Christ's flock, the church. We all came in by the single door, the shepherd. And yet we came with gifts differing. We come with needs differing. Different ages, genders, lifestyles, political philosophies, even religious views. Sometimes our differences and our diversity can pose a challenge. Notice how quickly the church in the book of Acts changed. I don't know about you, but when I joined the church, they didn't ask for my checkbook. But back in that time, they held everything in common, but that didn't last very long. The church changed. When I arrived here at St. Matt's last July, Blair shared with me her excitement about how in her 8 years here, God has brought people again and again to this congregation and occasionally has sent those people out after a time here. Not uncommon in a community near an academic institution or two. People come, they study, they go. But what's really thrilling and amazing is how God continues to use St. Matthew's and us with our differing backgrounds and differing gifts and differing needs. And I've really enjoyed getting to know you all and that whole complex of personalities. But what I really realized as I began to get that is that how powerful it is that our individual lives affect others far beyond the walls of this sheepfold known as St. Matt's. Now, Jesus alludes to this a little later in chapter 10. It's not in the verse that I read, but Jesus said, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. What's true for the shepherd is also true for us sheep. As God inspired Jesus to yearn deeply for those who are outside the fold, so God also calls us to not only enjoy our fellowship here at St. Matt's, but to be shepherds and healers to each other and beyond the walls here to others beyond in our communities. We're called to be faithfully present to each other, and we do a wonderful job, I think, at that in our families. But we also do the same in our neighborhoods, our communities, our workplaces, our schools, and across the globe. I remember one example from last fall. Shortly after the fall services started, a woman had begun to attend those Sunday night services. She was a traveling nurse on assignment to a local St. Paul hospital for a few months. In fact, she just left town again at Easter, her assignment here in town completed. But early in her sojourn with us, she fell ill. Being in a strange town, with very few friends and no family, she reached out to some of us here at St. Matt's to help get to her doctor's appointments, to help pick up medications, that sort of thing. And after she recovered, she began to volunteer her services to do the same for others who might have similar needs. What I realized is that she was already exercising those gifts far beyond the walls of St. Matt's, before, during, and after her sojourn with us. And now she's in another town sharing her gifts. In the hospital emergency room, on homebound visits, wherever she goes and works, she continues to spread healing. And in some small way, we at St. Matt's have contributed to that. We have become a part of helping her fulfill God's mission in her life. That's the power of shepherding for us. Taking what God has given us, each one of us, both within and beyond the walls of our sheepfold. For the past several months, a group of us who have been involved in business and commerce have been gathering regularly to wrestle with precisely this question. What, if anything, does faith have to do with our lives in the business world? We wonder together, what does venture capital and providing VC funding for a business have to do with fulfilling God's mission in the world? How do legal briefs and spreadsheets and home equity loans relate to the words of Holy Scripture and Christ's claim on our lives? The answers aren't all that obvious at first glance. And sometimes I think we actually get the impression from people and even religious and church people that business equals bad. It's not a helping profession. But in actuality, our group has begun to discover as we began talking together that our work in the business world not only provides a paycheck and sustenance for our families and services for our clients, we are actually a part of the common good. We are sharing Christ's gifts in the world, and we've made that connection. When we answer emails, when we document loans, when we construct financial models or build new products or counsel other people, in all of these things, God is shepherding the world with our help. Within the fold, we learn how to help each other here, and that very helping Christ shepherds us. I often repeat this poem from Teresa of Avila, but I also want to offer two friendly amendments to this poem before I read it. First, we need to remember that Christ himself is the chief shepherd, and our own care for each other and for the world is really an extension of Christ's work on the cross. And second, God did not simply leave us with a mission for which Christ is the absent leader. Christ himself is still present in his risen power among us. And no offense, Blair, but Christ did not go away on some millennial sabbatical and leave us with a to-do list. Although sometimes it feels that way. Forgive me, I'm so sorry. It was so perfect, couldn't not do it. Instead, Christ is beside us, within us, among us, and working through us. Christ didn't leave us with a task. Indeed, he didn't leave us at all. So in that spirit, I want you to close your eyes and listen to the words of Teresa of Avila. If you don't know her, she was a doctor and a reformer of the church. She counseled popes. She reformed her order, her religious order. She was the disturber of the comfortable and the comforter of the afflicted. She was a shepherd of Christ's flock in every true sense of the word. And she penned these words out of the fullness of her own experience. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks with compassion upon this world. Yours are the feet with which Christ walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Let us take care and companionship with our great shepherd to shepherd each other and to care for the world whose flock we are. Amen.